It's Neil Atkinson speaking to Carrie Dunn about a book, Unsuitable for Females. You may have heard us talk about it briefly on Tour Live. I'm not quite sure when this is going to go out, whether it's going to be before or after she's seeing John on Thursday, the 15th of September. If it's before, go. If it's after, you might have missed it. Sorry about that. But Unsuitable for Females is the book. And as I said, prior to the smaller conversation, it's an excellent social history. What's interesting to me, Carrie, all the way through is the thematic returns. There's a feeling of things lost. There's a feeling of, at times, these women feeling either as though they've got to carry a torch. Some of them enjoy carrying the torch. Others, it does feel like less so, but they all feel as though it's in there for them. There is this sort of flitting into and out of whatever counts for official status. Were those themes things you expected to find? Because obviously this isn't your first book. Or were these themes that, as you were going through over and over and over through these different sort of eras around these women's histories, were the ones that you sort of were able to draw out because they were just continually present?
Yeah, I mean, I did expect to kind of find this, as you say, this idea of carrying a torch, and the fact that it weighs very heavily on some people, the fact that they feel that they have to do it because there's no one else to do it. And I feel like maybe this bit hasn't been told enough before. The way that a lot of female footballers prior to, maybe even prior to the 1990s, felt very isolated.
Yeah.
They felt like they were the only ones, or then they kind of found their teammates and thought, you know, they were, you know, that's their people. They found their tribes. And I think that sense of isolation seemed to be very, very, very common. And it's something that I really wanted to draw out, because a lot of the lionesses today kind of talk about how difficult it was for them at school, you know, to find a team to play for. You know, they were playing with the boys. A lot of these women that I talked to who were playing in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, they had a really, really tough time even finding boys who would play alongside them. Well, there was a very famous case in the 70s where Teresa Bennett went to court to have the chance to play within the boys' team because of the age group split that the FA imposed then. So this fight has been going on for a very, very long time. And yeah, this sense of isolation, this sense of kind of an imperative to carry a torch, but also this kind of drive to make things better for the next generations. And that's something that I really wanted to come across in the book. And it's something that those women really feel very strongly. I mean, after the Euro final this summer, obviously, I cried for about 2 hours after the final whistle. But the next thing I did, once I actually got myself together, was I texted or emailed or rang up every single woman that I'd spoken to who was playing for England prior to the 90s. And I was like, I really hope you enjoyed that, because that was a win for you. That was a win for all these generations who laid the platform for this generation of women to be able to play professional football and succeed and be recognised.